This podcast is presented by Chicago Sports Nation. Chicago Sports Nation, enhancing your Chicago sports fan experience. Welcome to White Sox Nation Podcast, brought to you by Manscaped. Make sure you get the all-new and improved Lawnmower 4.0 on manscaped.com. Use our code CHI. CHI, you'll get 20% off plus free shipping. Once again, use our code CHI and you'll get 20% off plus free shipping. This is your host, Jack Thiel. Today we're going to take a look at this week's past games for the White Sox, which just included a series against the Minnesota Twins, as well as a big first-place matchup between the Milwaukee Brewers. We're also going to be talking about the announcement of the return of Aloy Meniz, what that does to the lineup, and how the White Sox will play that one out. And also, why Lance Lynn has asserted himself as the number one starter in a playoff game for the White Sox. So with that being said, let's kick it right into the action as the White Sox started this week with a four-game homestand against the Minnesota games. It started off as a doubleheader on Monday. The White Sox fell in Game 1, but were able to come back and win in Game 2 after a Gavin Sheets game-winning home run. Then the White Sox came right back the next day and won 9-5 against the Twins. But on Wednesday, they fell 7-2, and the series was tied at 2-2. Then the White Sox, which was probably the best series of the season and my most favorite, against the Milwaukee Brewers. In the first game, it was Lucas Giolito versus Freddy Peralta. The White Sox fell 7-1, and then it was Carlos Rodon and Corbin Burns. They fell 6-1, and then the White Sox were able to avenge those two losses with a win on Sunday 3-1 as Lance Lynn, another gem, and also had himself two RBIs in the game as the White Sox went on to win 3-1. So obviously our first subject is going to be about that Milwaukee series. So, look, the White Sox didn't look their greatest in that series. I'm not saying they did, but I think one thing we have to think about or look at is the fact that this is going to prepare the White Sox when the playoffs do come, just because this is a type of series where the Brewers, they had their three best pitchers on the mound, and in terms of the ERA and the MLB, three of them are in the three in terms of Freddy Peralta, Corbin Burns, or Brandon Woodruff were in the top 10 in ERA and also are in batting average, opponent batting average, that is. And Freddy Peralta is number one and Burns is number two. So you look at that, and I think this is a great test for the White Sox, like I just said, because you have your young guys in Gavin Sheets, Andrew Vaughn, Tim Anderson, even Yoan Moncada. I think anyone on the team, this just preps you for that pitching you're going to face in the postseason, in the playoffs, and throughout the season. I mean, look, the NL pitching is a lot better than the AL pitching. Don't get me wrong. I believe the only top 12 pitchers in the ERA in the American League-wise are Lynn and Carlos Rodon. So other than that, it's really a NL ERA leading stat. So you look at this, did the White Sox do their greatest? No, they did hit Woodruff pretty decently, which is always a good sign because Woodruff has been probably the best pitcher for the Milwaukee Brewers this year in terms of ERA. He's really been a huge part of their pitching success, I should say. So I think with a series like this, it's going to prep you for the playoffs and for now on, just because we have seen White Sox lineups struggle. You know, we've seen them have their great days. We've seen them have their terrible days where they just, it infuriates you and wants you to make a trade, you know, as soon as possible. And that might be the case here with the two games. Maybe Rick Hahn was in attendance, so you know, possibly he was at the game and he saw, hey, I maybe need to make a change here. So-and-so doesn't fit well in the lineup, or so-and-so would fit well in the lineup and we need to acquire him. So I think Rick Hahn was able to see that up close in person, which is probably the best thing for the White Sox as a trade deadline does approach. So that was a big part. But going back to the series, you know, it's, you know, they only won one game and they lost two. So, you know, as a fan, you might be like, well, that they lost. You know, they lost the series. Why is that a good thing? I think also fans need to realize, and I know we, you know, have, I know we say this a lot of the time. It's just because that, you know, White Sox, you got to remember, they don't have Luis, they don't have Aloy, they don't have Yasmani, they don't have Nick Madrigal. He's off for the year, obviously. And they're starting guys like Sebi Savelia, Gavin Sheets, Brian Goodwin, Leroy Garcia, Danny Mendick, you know. And no offense to those guys, they've played a huge part in the White Sox 59-40 record this year. Nothing against them. I think they've done a great job. And I think that, you know, I'm really proud of how well they've played. So I think for the White Sox, getting those guys back, but knowing that you're able to compete in at least two of those games with that type of roster gives you a little boost of confidence, because when Aloy comes back and Luis and Yasmani, look how much protection that gives the rest of the guys in the lineup. You know, a guy like Aloy, a silver slugger, you put him right behind Abreu, you're not going to want to walk Abreu, because why would you want to face Aloy with a runner on base? Heck, there might be even more runners when, you know, Aloy gets the bat. And a guy like Luis with his speed and power, that's another guy you don't want to put on the bases because of how fast he is. He can steal effectively on the bases. And then you look at a guy like Yasmani. You know, he's a guy who can hit the crap out of the baseball. And he walks a lot and gets on base a lot. So, you know, these are three guys that you look at. One can hit very well. One can run and hit very well. And one can get on base very well and has a lot of power. So, like I said, I know it might be infuriating for Sox fans to look at that series and be like, hey, we didn't even win the series. But I think you look at that and you look at the positive side, just think of when, and it's on the road. That was in Milwaukee as well, even though there's probably more Sox fans there. But, you know, White Sox aren't familiar with American Family Field. But going back to the point is that, hey, the White Sox went on the road and they didn't have their best roster out there. But they were able to compete in two of those games, win one of them, and get out of there with a 9-game lead in first place of the Cleveland Indians. And now they're getting everybody back. And I think, like I said, this was a great test because you had to face Freddie Peralta, Corbin Burns, and Brandon Woodruff, all all-star caliber pitchers. I don't believe there was an MLB this year. There were three starters on one team to make the all-star game. So for the White Sox, this was probably the hardest 3-game stretch they'll have to face all year. You know, maybe if they face the Brewers again in the World Series. But in terms of, you know, top three guys or facing three guys in the series, I have a really hard time finding, you know, another time where the White Sox are going to have to face this good of three guys. So, yeah, you want the White Sox to win every game. Don't get me wrong, I do too. But, you know, you look at this series and there's a lot of positives to take out, especially when you face this good of pitching. This is going to set you up for that World Series run now. You know, you've got to see some of the filthiest pitches you'll see all year long. And maybe the guys that aren't even that bad won't look as good because you face guys that are better than those guys. So for the White Sox, I think it was a great test. I also think winning one game was pretty good too. Came on Sunday Night Baseball. So for the White Sox, I think this was a good test, good series. And I really think, you know, if they do make that World Series run, you can look back at this series as one of the reasons why they did make that run. So our next topic, it was announced that the White Sox will be bringing back Luis Robert from the IL. Tony La Russa announced before the game on Sunday that he expects Aloy to be back in Kansas City in the lineup, and then other beat writers announced it as well. Question is, will he play on Monday night? We do not know yet, but wow, how big of an addition this is to the White Sox lineup. You know, obviously we all know Aloy's injury in spring training, trying to rob that home run didn't go very well. And now the White Sox, like we just said, 9 games in first, 59-40, and they're putting in a silver slugger into their lineup. And we all know how huge the bat of Aloy Jimenez is. In about 175 games, about 45 home runs, 140 RBIs. Hasn't really played a full season yet. In his first season, he was brought up from AAA. And then obviously last year, the COVID season, he only played 60 games. But you got to remember, I mean, it's been so long since it's been since September, since we've seen Aloy Mena swing a bat, you know, in a regular season game. I mean, he was on fire in spring training as well, but, you know, obviously sometimes spring training doesn't correlate to the regular season. But, I mean, you look at the way he was swinging at the bat last year. He was a man on a mission. He batted about 340 with runners in scoring position, and now you bring him back to the lineup, to an offense that could use some more pep to it. But also, Aloy is one of the guys that you love playing around. You talk to the guys in the clubhouse, and even just the workers in general, they love Aloy. You know, the presence he brings around people, the way he brings himself, you know, the game, the way he plays in terms of skill level, but also the way he plays the game in a fun but serious manner. You know, there's a lot of fun in baseball, and sometimes guys might not see the fun, maybe take it a little too serious, but Aloy does both. And he's just a fun guy to be around. Now, we don't know what the plan is in terms of the outfield, the DH. You definitely don't want to take bats away from Andrew Vaughn. He is seeing the ball very well right now. He leads the team in doubles with about 21 or 22, I believe. So you don't want to take at-bats away from Vaughn. The DH hole is something the White Sox could possibly flirt with a little, just because the DH spot has been a little vacant ever since Yasmani got hurt, because you would see, you know, Zach Collins in there at times, and, you know, your main Mercedes who's in AAA at times. So I think it's going to be very interesting, but just because you obviously don't want Aloy playing the field as much, because you go back to his miscues last year, and then obviously with the torn pectoral and the trying to rob the home run in this past spring training. And like I just said, you do not want to take at-bats away from Andrew Vaughn. So, you know, if you do play him in the outfield, I think you have to go to right field, just because I do not want to move. Andrew Vaughn's also played a very nice glove in left field. I don't think he's really made an error. He's also made a nice couple diving grabs. So obviously the last thing you want to do is, you know, make Andrew Vaughn more uncomfortable, who just learned a position this summer. So I think for the White Sox, if you're playing with Aloy, is maybe try him in right field, see how that goes. But I think for this couple of weeks, put him at the DH spot. I think you have to try to protect him, try to make sure he's all right. Obviously, you don't want another injury to happen. I think when maybe Luis comes back, you can insert Aloy back into the outfield, just because Luis, we all know, can cover a lot of ground out there. And I think right now with Brian Goodwin, who's usually in center, maybe Adam Engel, you know, those guys can cover some ground, but a Luis Robert can cover, you know, outfield ground with some of the best in the game. So I think for Aloy, you plan to put him at DH, and then once Luis comes back, maybe you ease Aloy back into the outfield. You know, obviously Aloy is going to have to take a lot of fielding practice just to get back into their repertoire. You know, it's a lot different from playing at a AAA stadium than it is to an MLB stadium. So I think for Aloy, it's just getting back in the groove. But right now, just hitting the DH spot, you know, let him get his feet back together. Let him get some swings, because that's where the real power comes from. So I think for Aloy, glad to see him back after a scary injury. But right now, I think you put him in the DH spot and ease his way back into the outfield as Luis Robert, you know, makes his return to the lineup. And our final topic before we go to our break is Lance Lynn. Lance Lynn has been probably, other than Jacob DeGrom, the best pitcher in the MLB. I should say the healthiest and the best, because I don't know if DeGrom's had health problems. But in terms of pitching, Lance Lynn's been the best pitcher in the American League by far. He is honestly the front. If the season ended today, he would be the AL Cy Young. And he has just been a dog. I think the right word would be to use on Lance Lynn. He has just looked, it's just hard to, you know, really explain how well he's looked all year. I mean, he's 10-3 in about 103 innings, but really doesn't matter about the innings. But, you know, it was a one above replacements at 4 and a 191 ERA. His K through 9 is 10. But I think overall, it's just the way he's pitched in these types of games. And he has had 5 consecutive starts where he hasn't allowed more than one run. His last 4 starts, he's only allowed 1 run. And, you know, he's really only had 1 bad start, and that was in Houston. Other than that, he's given up 3 runs or less in every start other than that Houston start in June. So Lance Lynn has just been everything you hope for the White Sox. He has, you know, just been that guy. You know, a guy maybe you look at and you're like, okay, and I think when the White Sox brought him in, they're like, he's going to be a nice 3-hole, maybe 4-hole guy. in the rotation. But right now, I think, in my personal opinion, he has asserted himself as the number one pitcher on this rotation. If you're going into the playoffs, you know, whether it's the championship, division series, or the World Series, you got to, if you have a game one starter, it's Lance Lynn, and he's deserved it. You know, he's got the most experience, I guess, other than Keuchel on the mound, but I mean, he's just looked flat out impressive. And you know, he's faced a couple first place teams. It's not like it's just against bad teams. I mean, you look at Milwaukee, he's faced a first place team, Tampa Bay, Toronto, Seattle, who's hot, Houston, obviously, St. Louis, who's up and down, obviously the Angels with Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani. You know, he's faced some of the best hitters in baseball that has the feature, and he's still been able to pitch very effectively. So I think if you're the White Sox going into a game one of the playoffs, it's a no-brainer right now. I think Lance Lynn is obviously pitching the best he has in his career, and he's that guy. He's the dog. You know, he's the horse. He's really running this whole pitching staff. You know, you go back to the home opener when he threw that complete game. You know, he set the tone for the rotation. He's been doing that all year. Does he make things look pretty all the time? No. But it doesn't matter how good it looks. It just matters that he gets the job done. And that's what some baseball players, maybe the younger generation, in terms of a pitching staff, maybe sometimes struggle of realizing is, all you got to do is get the job done. It doesn't have to be pretty. Don't just strike out everybody. You get the job done. You do your job. That's all that they ask of you to do. And that's what Lance Lynn does. He gets the job done. And that's why I think right now, I think after last night's start against the Milwaukee Brewers, he has really asserted himself as that number one guy in the rotation and someone you're going to ride on game one in the playoffs. So that being said, we're going to go to our ads by Anchor and Manscaped, and then we're going to talk about this week's games and give our bold predictions. Stay tuned, everybody.
Breaking news. This is an important PSA brought to you by Manscaped.com. This is your public service announcement and the news you've all been waiting for. The Manscaped engineering team has confirmed that they have successfully created the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which is now available for purchase in the U.S. and Canada. This new trimmer was just released only moments ago, and we are one of the first to get our hands on it and share the news. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code CHI, C-H-I, at manscaped.com. I'm one of the first people to try the new 4.0, and I'm blown away by the performance. The craftsmanship and details on the 4.0 are next level. Their advanced ceramic blade and skin-safe technology is so good that it almost seems like Manscaped worked with Elon Musk engineers to ensure your testes are as safe as possible. Now, what makes this trimmer different than all the other trimmers? It has a new multifunction on and off switch, which you can engage a travel lock, which is created for people who like to travel. The Lawnmower 4.0 gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. The new trimmer even allows you to customize your trim all over through additional guard lengths with sizes 1 through 4. And looks-wise, it's sleek with a two-tone matte and gloss finish, even features a hot foil-stamped black chrome Manscaped logo. Show that mower off loud and proud. The optimized Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer is waterproof so you can groom in the shower and not have to worry about making a mess on the bathroom floor. Did I mention wireless charging? The Lawnmower 4.0's new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which can help battery length last longer. If you're still trimming your face with your ball trimmer, it's time to make some changes. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code CHI, C-H-I, at manscaped.com. No person wants to end up with pubes in their mouth, and your balls will thank you. So you get 20% off and free shipping with the code CHI, C-H-I, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com, and use the code CHI. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
Welcome back to White Sox Nation Podcast. Once again, use our code CHI, C-H-I, and you'll get 20% off plus free shipping on manscaped.com, and you have to get that Lawnmower 4.0. Trust me, it will do wonders for you, and if you have a girlfriend, maybe a special one, they will appreciate it
as well. So the White Sox this week, it's a big week. Like we said, Eloy Jimenez is back. Obviously, that's huge. They'll go to Kansas City for a four-game set, and then they will travel back home for a three-game stand against the second-place Cleveland Indians. So a couple key games coming up for the White Sox as we take a look tonight for the White Sox on Monday, July 26th. At 7:10, it's going to be Dallas Keuchel and Mike Minor, so two southpaws going about at it. And then on Tuesday night at 7:10, it'll be Dylan Cease and Brad Keller. On Wednesday night at 7:10, it'll be Lucas Giolito and Chris Bubik. And then on Thursday, in the finale on 1:10, it will be Carlos Rodon and Carlos Hernandez. And then the White Sox will go back home and face off against the Cleveland Indians, a series that could really put the Indians out of first place right before the deadline. On Friday night, it'll be J.C. Mejia and Lance Lynn. On Saturday at 6:10, it will be Tristan McKenzie and Dallas Keuchel. And then on Sunday, the series finale at 1:10, it will be Cal Quantrill and Dylan Cease. I think for the White Sox, you look at this, Aloy's back. You know, you just got that win in Milwaukee. Obviously, you know, your hopes and confidence is running pretty high right now. I think, you know, if you are the White Sox, I think 5-2 or 6-1 is the way to go this week. It's hard to, you know, sweep your division opponents, especially back playing them back-to-back. Kansas City's on a bit of a win streak, and, you know, the Cleveland Indians always give the White Sox some problems. So I'd say 6-1 or 5-2, and that's a successful week for the White Sox. So now it's time for your bold predictions brought to you by Manscaped. Make sure you use our code CHI, C-H-I, and get that Lawnmower 4.0, and you'll get 20% off and free shipping. It's a deal you can't beat, and you can't get it anywhere else. So the first bold prediction is Aloy with three home runs in his return to the lineup this week. I think Aloy is going to see the ball very well. He's excited to be back, and I think over the course of this week, Aloy can hit three home runs. My second bold prediction is Luis Robert gets called up to AAA. I think Luis has been seeing the ball well in single-A dash, and I think it's time to move him up back to AAA. It's our first one, really, where we don't really include the White Sox. It's more of the minor league system, so we'll see how that one goes. And then next bold prediction, this is the third one, the White Sox go 7-0 this week. I think the White Sox, you know, they've been beaten down on the Royals, and I think now it's time to put the Indians out of their place and tell them that their season's over. I think the Sox can go 7-0 as a bold prediction. My last bold prediction of today's show, which is brought to you by Manscaped, is that Tim Anderson has two three-hit games. I think T.A. has been seeing the ball very well. I think he's been making great contact. He had a little rough series against these Brewers, so I think he's going to come out and beat the AL Central opponents like he's done his whole career. So I think two three-hit games from T.A. is what we'll see. So you can always listen to the White Sox Nation podcast every Monday on all podcast platforms. Remember, this show is brought to you by Manscaped, and you can use our code CHI, C-H-I. You get free shipping and 20% off. This is your host, Jack Thiel, signing off and saying, have a great day, everybody.